and welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I want to talk about stamina and how we all need stamina on our Christian journey. We all need stamina in our walk with God. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up." It's so easy to get weary, isn't it? Every day I could have moments of tiredness in my day. Some weeks are worse than others when you just feel tired. And not only do I sometimes feel physically tired, I feel tired in my Christian journey. I feel tired to have to be the kind one, to have to be the nice one, to have to always be patient, to have to always be loving, because there are so many times in my life I can be honest that I don't feel that way and I don't want to be that way. And I can grow weary. But this scripture reminds us or encourages us, do not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. We need stamina on our Christian journey. We need stamina to live this life with God. In the book of Timothy, the second book of Timothy, chapter 4, verse 7, St. Paul says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And boy, do I want to be like that at the end of my life. I want to say, I finished the race. I fought the good fight. But I need stamina to do that. I've shared before that I've started doing a 5 kilometre jog / walk, depending how I'm feeling on the day. And my husband's been doing it for ages and he loves it and he's very good at it. I'm a lot further down in the pack. But I wanted to do it as a bit of a challenge. And I've been probably doing it for about 6 or so months now. And I've been slowly getting better. My stamina has been building up. And I've been able to decrease my time that it takes me to finish the race. But I've had to do that over time. I've had to build up my stamina. And in our Christian walk, we need to build up our stamina. We need to remind ourselves of who God is and put things in place in our lives so that when hard times come, and they will, when time is tough in our lives, then we can hold on to those promises of God with that stamina that we've built up. So I want to remind you today of some of the promises that God makes to us. Now, in your life, if you are lonely, then you can remind yourself that God will never abandon you. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 10, it says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." In John 14, 16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." We know that God sent the Holy Spirit to us, who's with us forever. In Matthew 28, 20, it says, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." God promises that he will provide for us. If you need provision in your life, God will provide. In the book of Luke, you might remember the story or when Jesus talks about, don't worry about your life, what you will eat. Don't worry about your body, what you will wear. Because God knows and he will provide for you. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 11, it says, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Another promise that we can rely on when we need to is that our God will bring peace. He is a God of peace. In John 14, 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." And in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7, says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Another thing that God says is that he will give us direction. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 7, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." And in some versions, it says, "He will direct your paths." If you need wisdom in your life, you can ask God. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you." Now, our God also, he promises forgiveness. He promises eternal life. He promises protection when you need it. Our God also promises to help us when we're weary. In Matthew 11, 28, it says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." I rely on that scripture often because I am often tired and weary, and God just wants to take that from us, to take our burdens and to give us rest. So can I encourage you this week that as you grow stamina into your life, as you put these reminders into your life that we have a God who keeps all these promises, then you are able to go on that race further. You are able to build that stamina and to continue to trust in God and continue to go forward in your Christian journey to what God is calling you to. So I encourage you today to put some of those in your life, to remind yourself of those, and you'll be able to go further in your Christian walk.